Morning Watch. Laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land, for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 11. The surplus of the produce of the good land and the corporate worship of God the Father in truthfulness. Tuesday. Related verses. Ephesians 3, verses 8 and 10. Verse 8. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. Verse 10. In order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 24 and 30. Verse 24. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Verse 30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 3 and 4. And all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 26. What then, brothers, whenever you come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. Colossians 1, verses 12 and 13. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Philippians 3, verse 10. To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Related reading. At certain times, people from all over certain areas and districts, and sometimes from throughout the entire world, bring their products together for exhibition. This is just what we are doing when we come together to worship God. We are meeting together to have an exhibition of Christ, not just the Christ whom God gave us, but the Christ we have produced. The Christ upon whom we have labored and whom we have experienced. This is what all our meetings should be. An exhibition, a fair, in which all sorts of the produce of Christ are displayed. At the time of the Feast of Tabernacles, so many from all over the land came together to their center, Jerusalem. All brought with them some of their produce, some fruit, some vegetables, some cattle, and many other things. If we could be there at that time and witness the occasion, we would marvel at the riches of the land. Everything was put together and mutually enjoyed in the presence of Jehovah, God too having his own portion. The church life is simply this. It is all the saints enjoying Christ before God and mutually with God. They are enjoying the Christ they produce. Day by day, they are working on Christ. Day by day, they are producing Christ. Then, on a certain day appointed by the Lord, they come together. They are rejoicing in the abundance of their harvest and in all the riches they have reaped from the good land in which they are living. They are not coming empty-handed with wrinkled and smileless faces. They are not sleeping in the pews while a poor minister occupies the platform. The worship of his people is when everyone is full of Christ, radiant with Christ, and exhibiting the Christ upon whom they have labored and whom they have produced. One brother could say, "Here is the Christ whom I have labored upon and produced today. He is so rich and abundant to me in this aspect and in that aspect." A sister could testify, "Praise the Lord, I have experienced the very patience and kindness of Christ in my difficult home situation. He is so sweet and real to me in this way." Everyone exhibits the Christ whom they have reaped. What a worship to God. What an edification to the saints, and what a shame to the enemy. This kind of meeting is a great embarrassment to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. The evil forces beholding it are put to shame that Christ is such a Christ. I fear that the enemy today is laughing, and the wicked forces in the heavenlies are mocking our Christian meetings. But we can turn the tables on them by enjoying the all-inclusive Christ, by laboring diligently on him day after day, and by bringing our abundant produce of him together to share with God and with all the saints. This is the life after the possession of the good land. It is a life of working on Christ, producing Christ, enjoying Christ, sharing Christ with others, and offering Christ to God, that he may enjoy him with us. This kind of enjoyment and sharing is an exhibition of Christ to the entire universe. It is a worship to God and a shame to the enemy. At the conclusion of such a meeting, all the brothers and sisters will be richly and abundantly nourished. They came with a surplus, and they leave with a greater surplus. Everything of the life in the land is Christ, but it is a Christ related to us. It is a Christ who is labored on by us, a Christ who is produced by us, a Christ who is enjoyed by us, a Christ who is shared with others, and offered to God by us.